do you mean contempt of court? We almost had contempt of almanac last Friday.
Yes, we did.
Like I said before, if that ever happens, we do have counselors and crisis management teams on hand.
Yeah.
To tackle what might happen, to kind of keep everybody from getting restless and storming the castle, if you will.
Right.
But it's back to normal here. Business back to normal. Business as usual. Bob Morning Show. Bob Almanac. Brought to you by Kurt Weers. United Country. Not just any real estate. He's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. And Kurt Weers is the sponsor of the Almanac. Singer Trini Lopez having a birthday today. We'll probably get to the birthdays here a little bit later, but you can warm up your Trini Lopez albums here, everybody at home, because it's Trini Lopez Day today.
How about Trini Triggs?
No, he's not around.
Okay.
1862, this date for Monday, May 15th, United States Department of Agriculture was created. It was a pretty good thing because our economy and our government has been supported by agriculture for years and years and years. It's been a big part of what America is and has been and will be. In 1862, I'm kind of surprised we didn't have a Department of Agriculture before then, really.
It does seem
when you think
surprising.
About that cabinet position, 1860, and of course, that the acronym is USDA.
Yes.
So everything is USDA approved.
Yes, it
is. Got your USDA prime choice.
Love it.
Grade A beef. Right here on the Bob Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
1886, poet Emily Dickinson died. Amherst, Massachusetts. I would love to probably recite some prose, maybe a sonnet from Emily Dickinson. Don't have time.
We're out of time
really
on that.
Sorry
yeah.
about that. 1905, city of Las Vegas was founded on this date. 1905, ooh. Settlers and people moved in there. It wasn't known for gambling yet. I don't think gambling would be approved until the 1930s, and then Bugsy Siegel came in, and they started building casinos. And
right.
The rest is history for Sin City after that.
Well, happy birthday, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, 1905, 1926. The New York Rangers officially granted a franchise in the National Hockey League. The NHL also announced that Chicago and Detroit would be joining the league later on in November for the 26-27 season. They, of course, would eventually form what would be the original six.
Yes.
There were more teams than six in the NHL in 1926. I think they got down to six sometime in the 40s, and then for 20-some years they only had six.
Yeah.
Until the big expansion that included the North Stars in 1967. So that was 26. We saw the Rangers enter the NHL. 2 years later, 1928, Mickey Mouse seen for the first time in a cartoon called Plain Crazy. It was a non-speaking role, unlike Neil's role in Miles Between Us, which,
right.
like I said before, I mean, you might be the next Fred Gwynn.
I could be.
Or dare I say Fred McMurray, another one of the great Freds.
Yes.
Or maybe Fred Rogers.
All of them. I'd be honored.
Mickey Mouse's first vocal appearance would be in the very well-known Steamboat Willie.
Yes.
That was back in 28. 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess. The first airline stewardess. They prefer to be called flight attendants now. You don't call them stewardesses, right? They're flight attendants.
Yep.
Airline stewardess Ellen Church, the first one flying between San Francisco and that great stop, Cheyenne, Wyoming. They had several nonstops between San Francisco and Cheyenne. It was that rodeo connection from the Cow Palace in San Francisco up to Cheyenne for the rodeo.
I guess.
It was a United Airlines flight, and Ellen Church's first official act was to establish the United transition and tradition of forcing women to go to the bathroom in a cup.
Yes.
They
did she drag anybody off the plane?
Not that. That was not the one. She did not do that.
Yeah.
And she didn't establish that tradition.
Yes.
But she denied bathroom privileges for many people on that first flight, 1930.
Just because she could.
1940, nylons went on sale. Those guys at DuPont, they invented nylons, and they finally went on sale. And women's legs looked pretty good.
And they were handy for bank robbing, too. You put them over your face.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can also use it to strain things.
Yes.
It's better than cheesecloth, I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
1941, Joe DiMaggio, the Yankees, began his major league record 56-game hitting streak on this date. So it was game one of his 56-game hitting streak, a record that's going to be tough to break.
Yeah,
people have gotten close at times.
There was a Molitor who had the 44.
Pete Rose had one that was up there. Mahler had a long one when he was with the Brewers.
Yeah.
Ken Landro. Kenny Landro has the longest one for the Twins. I think it's 31.
31's the number.
I think that's the one that's coming to my mind.
Yeah, me too.
1972 on this day. Let's go to the news.
At last report, Governor Wallace's condition was described as critical but stable at Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside Washington. Police were reported holding one suspect in the shooting. He was described by an eyewitness as a blonde youth in his 20s or early 30s. The 52-year-old Wallace had just finished talking to a crowd at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland.
He was campaigning for the 1972 Democratic presidential nomination. He was shot and left paralyzed while campaigning in Maryland. He would have to use a wheelchair. The rest of his life, he was the Alabama governor for multiple terms. Long, long run as Alabama's governor. Somewhat controversial because he was a big-time pro-segregationist.
Right.
Segregation was his main platform. A guy by the name of Arthur Bremmer, later convicted and sentenced to prison for the shooting of George Wallace. That was in 1972. You remember where you were when you heard about the shooting of George Wallace, Neil Freeman?
Well,
you were 14 years old. Were you following the news at all?
Yes, I definitely remember that. I remember seeing the TV reports, and I definitely remember that.
Sure, you also remember this date. Also, 1973, 1 year later, the first issue of Playgirl magazine hit newsstands.
I remember it.
1973.
I remember it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. 1973, Nolan Ryan of the California Angels would throw the first of his seven no-hitters. He did it against the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City at Royal Stadium, 1973. That's another record that...
Yeah, might be tough to break that
tough
one.
Tough to break an individual record like that. Seven no-hitters for Nolan Ryan.
I wonder if Freddie Patek and Amos Otis and Hal McRae might have been on that 72 team. Some of them might have
73?
Been. 73, yeah.
I think George Brett was with him by then, wasn't he? Or was he more 74, 75? When did he debut?
Yeah, it's pretty close. No, I don't know if Brett was there yet. Was he pre-Jim Rice and Freddie Lynn with Boston? Because they came in 75. So, I don't know. It's close.
You can look it up. That's if we got fact checker here.
Yeah.
What was George Brett's rookie year? And it makes sense that you look up George Brett because we have a little George Brett later on in the program.
Fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
1985, a big cliffhanger, the final episode of the season of Dynasty. It was huge.
Yes. Now repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
Hello? Anybody?
With this ring.
Oh.
I thee wed.
The prince hesitated there.
He did.
You are now united as husband and wife.
That's the episode of Dynasty where Amanda Carrington and Prince Michael of Moldavia got married. It was known as the Moldavian Massacre episode because then all of a sudden these terrorists stormed and everybody got shot.
Oh, boy.
Or it looked like everybody got shot. That was the cliffhanger. Everybody was just lying around. We couldn't tell who was dead or not.
Oh, boy.
People who are fans of Dynasty, I'm sure they remember. And then it was really disappointing. Then they came back for in the fall of 85 for the first episode of the new season. Two minor characters. That was it. No major characters. There was no bombshell. Nothing like that. 1985.
A whole lot of ado about nothing.
It was. A lot of ado about nothing. And that's for Dynasty fans. We salute you here today. Soviet Union began their withdrawal of its 115,000 troops from Afghanistan. They had been there for 8 years. It's quite controversial. It caused the boycotting of a couple of Olympics because of them being in Afghanistan. 1988, they started their withdrawal. 1992, Regis Philbin Avenue was named on this date in the Bronx. It used to be Kruger Avenue, so this Kruger guy... He no longer has an avenue. Apparently, Regis Philbin's more important than Mr. Kruger. A portion of Kruger Avenue in the Bronx renamed Regis Philbin Avenue, 1992. 2013, O.J. Simpson was back in court.
Well, it was my stuff. I followed what I thought the law. And my lawyer told me, you can't break in a guy's room. I didn't break into anybody's room. I didn't beat up anybody. I didn't try to muscle the guys. I didn't. And the guys acknowledged it was my stuff.
O.J. Simpson testified on his own behalf. He was taken out of prison to testify, as it was his appeal to overturn the 2008 conviction on robbery and kidnapping charges in Las Vegas. He admitted there was some pushing and shoving that night. He left a crowded hotel room. He went to get his sports memorabilia, of which I believe the Heisman Trophy was one of them. Was it not?
Yes.
Denied seeing any weapons or hearing any threats. The appeal was heard. It was not overturned. He is still in prison. Let's move on to birthdays today. I know you were waiting for it. I teased you, and I'm sure.
Lemon trees are very pretty, and the lemon flowery sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon trees.
I'm sure it was excruciating from the time that I mentioned the name of Trini Lopez to wait until we actually played Trini Lopez for most people.
Yes.
There he is. Lemon Tree Trini Lopez, the big 8-0 today, 80th birthday. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, she served under President Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. She is also 80 today. The actress Lainey Kazan is 77. She was the mother in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe you are having a little romance. But end it now.
I love him.
Oh, Tula, eat something.
That's what the Greeks always say. Yeah. Eat something. That was a good movie. I liked that one. I did not see the sequel. Did anybody in here see the sequel?
No, I saw the original, too. I didn't see the sequel.
No,
My
I didn't
Big
see
Fat
either.
Greek Wedding yep. 2. And we had John Corbett last week. Mm-hmm. We played some of his country music. Of course, he was the guy that Tula got married to.
Yep.
In that movie. Lainey was also part of the final two episodes of The King of Queens. Mm. She played Ava St. Clair, the old singer that they made up. And it was a good episode, final two episodes of The King of Queens. Mm-hmm. She is 77 today. We got a country artist, not John Corbett.
But come next Monday, I'm going to give up.
80s ladies.
She's one of those 80s ladies.
After a day or two,
this song is called Come Next Monday. KT Osland.
This got some radio play.
Yeah, it should have. It was top 10. I'd hope it did.
Yeah, I remember playing it.
What does KT stand for? Do you know?
I do not know.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up. KT Osland is 75. He was a member of the Little River Band.
Catherine Teresa.
Yes. I had a lady to love. She made me think of things I never thought of.
They're coming in November.
Yeah, they are. Not this guy, though. Graham Goebel, he's no longer a part of the Little River Band.
He's retired.
He was a songwriter, singing harmony there. He wrote this song, Lady. He wrote Take It Easy on Me and Reminiscing, among others. Mm. Graham Goebel is 70. Glenn Schrockman was kind of their lead singer, but Graham Goebel sang some as well for Little River Band. Wayne Nelson is the original member that is still with Little River Band. He wrote, I don't know if he wrote, but he sang lead on Night Owls.
There you go.
Night Owls. And he will be there with the current members of Little River Band. And when is that? In November, isn't it?
It's the second weekend in November. The week before Blackhawk and the Outlaws invade.
At the Medina Entertainment Center.
Yes, sir.
We mentioned George Brett. He's 64 today.
They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, he's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
Oh, he came storming out.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan.
He was not particularly pleased with that call.
It was the Pine Tar game. And, of course, everything eventually worked out because the Royals protested to American League President Lee McPhail. He upheld the protest. And then they went and so they counted the home run, and then they had to resume the game.
Yes.
Kansas City had to fly to New York specifically for one-third of an inning. Actually, an inning it would have been an inning, half an inning. So it would have been, what, sixth? It would have been four-sixths of an inning.
Wow.
Because they had to get the final out of the top of the ninth and then the three outs in the bottom of the ninth in New York at Yankee Stadium. Only 2,000 people were there. for that, and they eventually the Royals still won the game 5-4.
Wow, that's never happened since.
It went through the court, and the Yankees tried to do some finagling.
Yes.
They put Ron Guidry out in center field because the guy who was there before is no longer with the team. So Billy Martin, he wanted to kind of make a farce of it. He put Don Mattingly at second base. He did some goofy things, and the Yankees went to court to try and keep them from doing it. And then they went to court to try, and they wanted to charge people an extra $2 to come in to the game.
What year was that again?
1983.
Okay.
1983, the famous Pine Tar game at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
And Tim McClellan's a pretty big guy, and it's fun to watch the video because George Brett comes running right after him, and he doesn't give ground. Tim McClellan just kind of stands
there.
And Dick Houser, the manager, and Hal McCray, and some of these other guys hold George Brett back. Did we ever find out what George Brett's rookie year?
Yep, Brittany? 1973.
So he was a rookie. 64 for George Brett. He's one of the great hitters. Remember that one year, was it 79 or 80? He almost hit 400.
Yes.
He hit like 390.
Yep.
George Brett, 64. How about some more music here? This is deep. Transcendental. Relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Tubular Bells.
Oh, yes.
Which was from The Exorcist.
Very scary.
Mike Oldfield, the man who gave us that music, is 64 today. Lee Horsley, he was Matt Houston on TV.
I remember that show.
This was on ABC, was it not?
I believe so.
It's funny how Lee Horsley looks a lot like Tom Selleck.
Yes, he does.
Very much like Tom Selleck. ABC was trying to do their own Magnum PI. Sam Houston was on for at least, I think, three seasons.
Matt Houston.
What did I say?
Sam.
That's the other guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy who gave us the city of Houston.
Correct.
Matt Houston, the TV show, the man who played Matt Houston, Lee Horsley, is 62 today. Dan Patrick from formerly of ESPN.
Welcome to the big show.
61 today for Dan Patrick. He has his own show now. You see him on TV and he's on radio. John Smoltz is 50 today. Former baseball star, pitcher for the Atlanta Braves.
Lost to the Twins.
Jack Morris
in the
game seven.
Game.
The other connection to the Twins is that the Detroit Tigers traded John Smoltz to the Atlanta Braves for Doyle Alexander.
Oh.
In the summer of 87, Alexander then pitched for the Tigers, helped them.
He went like 9-0.
Yeah, helped them win the Eastern Division. But then he got roughed up twice by the Twins in the 87 ALCS, including game one. In game one, and then we beat him in game five, too. He was their game five starter.
You know, Smoltz, though, then remade himself as a fine closer as well.
Yes,
after,
he
after
did.
Being
yeah,
a
he
starter was all those good, years. Then he came in and was an outstanding closer. He's a good guy.
John Smoltz, happy birthday to him. He is 50. Emmett Smith, pretty good football running back, the all-time leading rusher. Is that man Emmett Smith?
Got
played
a few
mostly
rings
for the Cowboys. Desmond Howard is 46. Did he not win a Heisman Trophy?
Yeah,
with the Michigan Wolverines.
And he made the pose famous, you know.
Yeah, he did that in the end zone
when he scored. Yeah,
he is an analyst for ESPN, college football analyst. He's 46. Ray Lewis, football linebacker. There weren't many more intense than Ray Lewis.
No,
he did that kind of dance when he would come out. He is 42. He was implicated in a murder.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a double stabbing or something. I
was going to say criminal, but I didn't.
He was charged with obstruction of justice, but he was found innocent, if I do remember.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ray Lewis, 42. Former Twin.
And Cabrera sets. He delivers. There's a drive and a home run to right field. My goodness. Look out, Utah Street. Way back in the back of the flank court in right field. Justin Morneau has hit a bomb here.
That's John,
and he does it with a
John Miller
on base.
Miller,
and the
in Baltimore, Justin Morneau. That would have been 2004. So that was like his first full season with the Twins. Hit a mammoth shot. Justin Morneau,
MVP.
36. He was the MVP in 2006. He was on his way to having another MVP season in. Was it 2010? It was 2010.
10,
I think the first year
10.
Of Target Field. Then he got hit in the head. He got kneed in the head, sliding in at Toronto.
Yeah.
And was really never the same player since.
No.
Justin Morneau. And he's 36. And right now he's a free agent. He played last year with the White Sox. Won the National League batting title the 1 year in Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
But he's right now, I don't see him playing with the team. He's not signed. He's 36 today. And if you watch The Walking Dead on AMC, I believe. AMC, The Walking
Dead?
Yeah,
it is, for sure.
Alexandra Breckenridge, who plays Jesse. I don't know whether is she a zombie or not.
I don't know.
35.
I don't watch it either.
35 today for her.
A lot
her.
Of people do, but
that's why I mentioned it.
It's on my list.
I guess we do not.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Gone but not forgotten list today. The guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, Lyman Baum, was born on this day, 1856. I never read the book. I just saw the movie.
Well, I knew the movie was coming out.
25
so
times,
no reason.
Yeah. We have a former first lady on the list today, Lady Ellen Louise Axon Wilson, the wife of Woodrow Wilson, was born on this day, 1860. Former Senator Prescott Bush. He was a U.S. Senator from Connecticut from 1952 until 1963, and he's the father of George Hiram Walker Bush and the grandfather of George W. Bush. Excuse me. Born on this day, 1895. Former Chicago mayor, longtime mayor, Richard Daley was born on this day, 1902. You remember Joseph Cotton? He was in a few movies, a couple of big ones, too. Tora, 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 and also Citizen Kane. He was born in the state in 1905. James Mason, he was in A Star is Born and other movies, too, like The Verdict, 1909. And actor Joseph Wiseman, if you don't know the name and you're a fan of James Bond, you would recognize him as Dr. No.
I'm a member of Spectre.
Spectre?
Spectre. Spectre. Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion. The four great cornerstones of power, headed by the greatest brains in the world.
Great Correction. Cornerstones of power.
Criminal brains.
The successful criminal brain is always superior.
Wow.
That was the first Bond movie, was it not, Dr. No?
I think it was. As a matter of fact, Dr. No, and then maybe Goldfinger followed shortly thereafter, and that's when we first heard the term Spectre. And he told you what it was all about. Joseph Wiseman was born on this day, 1918. Country music Hall of Famer, the great Eddie Arnold.
What's he doing in my world? What's he doing holding my girl? What's he doing in my world?
If he's not more than
you are. Can you just hear the pain in his voice?
Yes. And the smooth sound of Eddie Arnold.
What's he doing in my world?
Oh my gosh. Brittany, your ears are bleeding.
Yeah, I noticed you took off your headphones there for a second.
Yeah, I had to. That's Eddie Arnold, the great Eddie Arnold, one of the top-selling country performers of all time, Country Music Hall of Famer Eddie Arnold, the great, was born on this day.
Like six decades.
Yes.
He charted hits in the 40s and well into the 90s.
Amazing career.
I think. At least into the 80s.
Eddie Arnold, 1918. 1951, he spent some time in the band Toto. Dennis Fergie Fredrickson was born on this day, 1951.
He was living here when he died.
Oh, he was?
Yep. Couple years ago, maybe two, 3 years ago.
Okay. And a model, Chrissy Taylor. Anybody know anything about her? She was born on this day in 1978, so she died at a very young age. Chrissy Taylor, born on this day in 1978. That is our list of gone but not forgotten.
Brittany, what do you have?
Well, we already covered George Brett and when his rookie year was. So moving on, KT Oslin. The KT stands for Toinette. Toinette. I kind of like it. Almost Antoinette, but minus
K-Toinette.
The Anne.
K-Toinette. Ah.
Toinette. Yes. K-Toinette Oslin. There you go.
That's it.
That's it.
Almanac in the books. Bob FM Monday. We'll wrap up the Bob Morning Show Monday edition coming up in just one moment. But first, Mary Chapin Carpenter on Bob.